Welcome to the Off the Charts Football Podcast. I'm Matt Mattacharian of Sports Info Solutions, joined by the R&D Jamboree, Alex Vigderman, James Weaver, and Bryce Rossler. We've got our producer, Justin Stein, with us as always. And today we're moving on from Scouts versus Stats. If you missed that whole series, you can listen to the last 10 episodes or so. We went around the league and found our top players based on the stats and based on the eye test and compared those lists going around the league. But today we're moving forward because James has been working on our NFL betting models over the course of the offseason. And today we are going to share some of our opinions on the win totals. So the way we're doing this, because we like the draft format, is we will be drafting overs or unders for the 16 AFC teams. So I'll be picking first. I can pick whichever team I want. Spoiler alert, I'm going to take the over on the Steelers at 8.5. Sorry, James. But from there, after I make my pick, we can analyze it. We can talk about what our model says, and then we'll move on to the next pick when Alex would have the second pick, and he can choose over or under on any of the other 15 win totals that are out there. Before we get into it, James, can you just let the people know where we got these over-unders from and a tiny bit of background on the sort of over-under totals that you modeled out there?
Yeah, so I'll give a brief synopsis here first about the model and how we came about to the win totals. So the model in itself, how I went about it was taking in inputs based on player level data and on game team level data and aggregating those via weighted rolling averages. Some of the player stuff, all the player stuff is via total points, and then taking that data and then outputting a projected team game total. So the amount of points that a team is expected to score in a game. And then from there, there are distributions based on that player data and team level data as well that we're able to sample from and generate simulations of each game to output what a predicted score, predicted spread, etc. would be. The win totals are based on the probabilities that a team wins a game and then is simulated over 1,000 times each game. And then the average amount of wins that a team has at the end of the season was our projected win total for this exercise.
All right. So for the nerds out there, we did a whole lot of stuff using the depth of our metrics to try to build this out. For the lay people out there, I would say don't take these numbers as what we generally just like think you should bet. In fact, we will explain a lot of the reasoning why or why not we think you should bet these. But an interesting starting point nonetheless when we consider some of the things that are out there. Always interesting to see if the unadjusted model outperforms what we think or if we can outsmart the model. But I already teed it up, and I want to get things moving right away. So, with the first pick in the AFC over-unders draft, I'm taking the Steelers. The line that we were given was 8.5. The model projects them for 10.5. A lot of my methodology was, where did my intuition match the largest differences that our model presented? And this was one of those spots. And I knew I wanted to snatch it up before James had an opportunity to pick.
Yeah, they were definitely on my list. So congratulations on winning the first overall selection.
Justin set the order.
Does the model know that Kenny Pickett is the quarterback?
The model does, in fact, know that Kenny Pickett is the quarterback.
He knows all the players. The model sees everything, Bryce.
The model does not know that Mike Tomlin is the coach, though, as part of the coaching stuff isn't really directly expressed into the model.
Is this like a subtle dig at Mike Tomlin?
It is not a dig. It is the fact that Mike Tomlin wins football games in the regular season.
Okay.
That last I thought regular season sounded like a dig.
I thought we were about to go into this thing that we were going to talk about. Kenny Pickett's not the problem. Mike Tomlin's the problem, and I was going to have an aneurysm.
So I will say, to get back to why the model might like the Steelers, like the TJ Watt injury affected their performance during the season last year, but the model just like looks at the depth chart and says who are the players who are going to get the most snaps and who's going to make the most impact. And if we expect him to play a full season, that's a pretty big impact on the defense. There's not, correct me if I'm wrong, James, a ton of like, it's not like we're betting on the come with Kenny Pickett like advancing as a passer. It's just like whatever he's already accomplished, that's sort of like the baseline here. But we do also have, I know that like Deontay Johnson had really weird numbers in terms of like not generating touchdowns and having like, you know, the quarterback play was worse than you'd like it to be for a team that's going to finish above 500. But certainly from a first year guy, you don't expect too much. From a second year player, you would expect advancement.
I think we projected every team in this division with winning records, it looks like, which seems difficult, yep. But it was based on simulations. So it's certainly possible. I didn't check. Did anybody look at what division they're facing, what divisions they face this year in their schedule?
Yeah, the schedule is actually pretty easy. They play the NFC West and the NFC side, and you get the AFC South. So they get probably arguably the two easiest divisions on the NFC and the AFC side. Kind of adding what Alex was saying as well, the team level metrics, those go back on a 7-game weighted rolling average. So the last 7 games for the Steelers last year resulted in a 6-1 record and taking care of some of their opponents in their division and gaining momentum into the season. So you'll see that with this team and as well as a few other teams, that a good end of 2022 translates to a potentially higher win total in 2023 as we have it projected.
It's going to be a lot more fun in the early part of this draft than in the late part of this draft. Yeah, I feel like I made a good pick there, and I feel like I'm not going to feel that way anymore going forward. Second pick overall, Alex, who you got?
So I am hashtag trusting the process and taking the New England Patriots under 7.5. Idiot. Oh, James is shaking his head, and he's responsible for my decision here. So I would love to hear James' side of the argument. But it's so to peel back the curtain here, James's win total model has them 3 wins below that number. And obviously, like Matt said, grain of salt on some of this stuff. But having, you know, I don't necessarily believe that they would hit 3 games under, but having some amount under, I would believe in terms of division competition. The division got better with Aaron Rodgers moving to the Jets, one assumes. I honestly don't, this is potentially a spoiler for my opinion about other teams in the division, but like, I don't think that I think the Dolphins are risky because of Tua, and like, he's one injury away from that team looking totally different. So I'd be nervous about betting them, but like, the Bills are pretty solid, obviously. And so the competition in the division is tough, and the team has made a lot of like, kind of lateral moves the last couple of years, and really I don't necessarily see Mac Jones taking a big step forward with the rest of the offense around him.
The interesting thing here, based on our rules, the Patriots on the over is still available if somebody wants that.
Correct.
Because I don't know about this one. I don't know about Bill Belichick under 7.5.
That defense is still pretty good. And they got rid of Matt Patricia.
That's addition by subtraction, if I ever heard it. James, you were shaking your head when I made that pick, so I'm curious.
I was shaking my head in disgust because they were going to be my first overall.
Okay, good.
Really?
So in agreement of you, yes.
You're trusting the process. Also, look at these nerds, Bryce, just trusting the process.
Absolutely. I think, Alex, adding on to like your points, which I completely agreed with all of them, their schedule is brutal. They get the AFC and NFC East, or obviously they get the AFC East, but they get the NFC East and they get the AFC West in their crossovers. They have to play at Vegas, which we'll talk about them potentially later, and they're at Pittsburgh. I don't know how much of an upgrade that obviously Matt Patricia, the Joe Judge experiment was a complete disaster, but I don't know if I'm ready to coordinate Bill O'Brien as a massive upgrade to at offensive coordinator. There's certainly an issue there with Jones and Belichick, and I don't know how that gets resurrected on everything. And then, obviously, the end of last season, they finished 2-5 with wins only against the lowly Cardinals and the Tua-less Dolphins. So that kind of explains some of their really low win total projection from our model.
All right. On to Bryce for pick 3.
Yeah, this one was easy. I'm taking Chiefs over 11.5.
That's a good pick as long as Mahomes doesn't get injured.
Ooh, yeah, but I'll bet on Patrick Mahomes any day of the week.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
The model had them at 12.5, so one win over what the Vegas total is. I don't have like any really intricate reasoning for this beyond they have Patrick Mahomes, and yeah, James's betting model thinks they're actually a win better than the Vegas total would suggest. It's hard to see them losing 6 games with Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think we need to belabor that opinion too much.
Like, this is a podcast, right? Like, we're supposed to have these interesting perspectives. And
the only argument against it is like 11.5 is a lot.
Right.
And if Mahomes were to get injured, that's how your bet blows up. Like,
or, you know, a year ago, we had this really high opinion of the AFC West. And I think we're a bit more realistic about what that division looks like now than we were a year ago. But that's still is within the range of outcomes that division's just like very good.
Well, I'm less realistic about it.
Oh,
we'll talk about that as we go forward.
Fair enough.
All right, let's go to number four. We will have a number four and number five snake pick here by James Weaver.
My first pick I'll be taking is the Las Vegas Raiders under 7.5 wins. This has already seen some sentiment in the market being bet down from 7.5 at -181 to down to 6.5, -135 at Pinnacle. Obviously, the 50 cents, it correlates to that win, but that move was finally made. I just can't trust any of the moves really they made in the offseason. Bringing in Jimmy G, I don't know if like they're trying to stand in limbo. I don't know if we're certainly banking on him being healthy, which is another thing, because now their backup quarterback is Brian Hoyer. So if anything were to happen to Jimmy, going to Brian Hoyer doesn't scream 8 wins to me. I just don't trust McDaniels as the coach.
The line is 6.5, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yep. 6.5. Yep. That's my bad. Yeah. So the Raiders under 6.5 wins. Sorry. I still take that any day of the week.
But so you're disagreeing with the model. The model had 8 and you're saying under 6.5. You think they're trash.
James has a brain. He's able to, you know, exert opinions over and above what a number tells him to, unlike me.
Yes. I'm against the model in this one for sure.
I like it. There's another one I was back and forth on. I probably would have gone over mostly because of the model and like because 6.5 isn't a lot. It's hard to be like inspired about where the Raiders are right now, I think.
Yeah, I just think ultimately things can go off the rails pretty quick. I think could be a pretty good alt-under team, especially if anything happened to Jimmy and they don't have another option at quarterback right now. Taking Tyreek Wilson in the draft, I get that having pass rush is a premium in the NFL, but I think there was certainly a lot of other needs that this Raiders roster needs rather than another pass rusher when they already have Max Crosby on one side of the ball.
Let's zoom out a little bit, though, strategically. You liked Alex's pick because he agreed with the model. But with your first pick, you're disagreeing with the model?
Yeah, like Alex said, I have a brain.
Got to set the tone, man.
You have a brain. You made the model with that brain.
I did.
Did you sabotage this model?
I love this conspiracy theory.
I did not sabotage the model.
All right. So we're just turning in work that we don't stand behind. Is that it?
Well, if you gave me a second, maybe we'll see what happens next.
I feel like James probably should have like a disclaimer at the front being like, these opinions do not reflect the official position of Sports Info Solutions.
Well, he's about to give us some chalk right here. So I'm looking at my guesses for the next one. And let's hear, he's going to take what I want to pick right now. James, who do you got with the fifth pick overall?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you why Aaron Rodgers isn't going to get to 9.5 wins.
Is or isn't?
Is not.
Is not. So you are agreeing with the model, but you didn't take who I wanted. Hooray.
Exactly. So this is our second biggest discrepancy, or the model's second biggest discrepancy. We have them around 7 wins. Obviously, the finish to last year is a reason why the model brought down. Scoring 6, 6, and 3 points in your last 3 doesn't exactly scream confidence. Obviously, it's a new quarterback, so you can't fully blame the aspect in the roster from last year's results. But Aaron Rodgers, obviously, he can scare you. He can scare you in his good ways in being a top 3-5 quarterback in this league, and he can scare you by not wanting to play football anymore. And from last year playing in Green Bay, his numbers were down. He wasn't as great. I just think going into this year with the Jets, I'm going to have to see something before I can believe them being a 10-win football team.
Yeah, I mean, the counterpoint is that the model, so the model is taking into account that the Jets stunk at the end of last year, but it is also taking into account that they have Aaron Rodgers performing at basically last year's Aaron Rodgers level.
Correct.
Which is not top quarterback in the league, but it was sort of good nonetheless. So,
but it is, yeah, it's weird because those team level averages don't know that Aaron Rodgers is there, right? So like half of the model understands that Aaron Rodgers is there and half the model doesn't.
Right. Any impact that Rodgers being around has on his teammates isn't going to be like explicitly figured in.
Yeah.
I looked at this one as a toss up. Jets at 9.5. I feel like that's a pretty fair median there. Agreeing with the model, I don't hate the pick. You've redeemed yourself in terms of not being a complete fraud.
Thank you.
Let's go to the sixth pick overall. We're sneaking back to Bryce.
I'm not 100% sure how I want to play this draft here, because I'm torn between a bet that I think is chalk and
a bet can't be chalk. Like these are all.
No. This one's chalk. This one is a government handout. All right, fine. I'll take the government handout. But if I get sniped on the other one I was considering, I'm going to be upset. So the one I'm going to take is Broncos under 8.5.
Government handout.
Government handout. They were what, like a 5-win team last year? I get that Sean Payton's in the building now. You no longer have a circus clown running the show. That's probably good for at least a win. Their offseason moves, well, first of all, they didn't have a first-round pick. So there's not a lot of immediate impact talent coming through in the draft because they gave up so much for Russell Wilson. I'm famously not a Russell Wilson believer.
That is what you're famous for.
Yeah.
The first thing on your Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a Wikipedia page for sure. And I think the offensive line got a little bit better. I think that Wilson neutralizes a lot of the opportunity for those guys to make an impact, pass protection. I don't see this team being 4 wins better than what they were last year, even with Peyton on board. I can't get behind Russell Wilson.
Yeah, full disagree by me. I'm keeping the over available on my draft board. I'm surprised at how many I've kind of disagreed with the direction you guys have gone on so far. I definitely expected that towards the end of the draft, but early in the draft,
I thought there were no government handouts.
No, that's Broncos under 8.5 is a government handout. It's a Joe Biden stimulus plan.
Oh,
this,
boy.
This is, I didn't even get to the part where James betting model has them at 6.5. This is
the government handout, right?
Free money.
All right. Let's freezing cold take. Hang on to that one. And we'll go to number 7. Alex, you're back on the clock.
Yeah, so this is, drafting comes in.
Don't do it.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you want, right?
And
I have a feeling, I know, I mean, you have 2 picks here, right? So I have a feeling that you might want my pick here. So I think I'm going to go with a selection in which the model, myself, and the price for the over-under suggests that I might be on the right side here, which is the Chargers over.
I like the one, but it wasn't the one that I wanted.
Yeah, I'm
pretty happy with that. I'm ready to have to like trade picks with you or something here.
I feel nervous because they're the Chargers and something always goes wrong. But like they just, not that signing Herbert changes their outlook necessarily, but I mean, it expresses the sort of state of the roster. And we talked last week about where he stands in terms of the pantheon of current quarterbacks, and skill position players are good. Offensive line is, you know, has been not as good in the past, but like looks all right at this point in time. And the defense has some interesting players and some guys that you're not sure what to get, but just a change in coaching philosophy and a division that's maybe a little bit has, as I mentioned before, like the division could be very good, but also does definitely have some vulnerability to it. And at the end of the day, I'm sort of banking on Herbert being the top, you know, 3 quarterback that he has shown to be at least capable of in for stretches. So
yeah, that was in play for me in my next picks there. I think that's the fact that the line is 9.5 for the Chargers feels low to me, just based on how many injuries they had and how good I think their roster is, switching out Kellen Moore for Lombardi at offensive coordinator, all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of into them, you know, again, unless the quarterback gets injured. I feel like that's a caveat you could put on all of these.
Another thing is their schedule's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they have the Chiefs a couple times. They also have Miami. They play Baltimore. They play Buffalo. They play Dallas. Detroit is not a pushover. So there's some tough games in there.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, James's model accounts for this, right? Because it knows what teams you're playing and that sort of thing. So the fact that it still has them at 10 wins is encouraging from my perspective. And yeah, it's more of, I don't feel confident that they like crush this over. It's more like a bunch of little indicators where I feel like they should be able to sit above that 9.5.
If this team stays healthy, this team should knock 10 wins out of the park. But again, if there's such a thing as injury stickiness, that
yeah, they
exist. This is the single team in the world where this exists.
All right, I'm back up. I got 2 picks right now, and I think I can run these picks in. Feel so good about them. Would have been my second pick overall. I'll take it at number 8. The Bills with the over. Their over-under was set at 10.5. So betting on the Bills to go at least 11-6, I feel really good about that. There is a scenario, I think, this year where things really sort of fall apart in Buffalo. I just think it's not a likely scenario. And so, like, maybe there's, like, some really bad cases for them. I just think that more of the cases end up with 11 wins or more than the bad cases. So I like the over here a lot. The model likes the over here a lot at 12.5. Sort of concerned about whatever's been going on with Stephon Diggs and how that figures into everything. But I'm mostly encouraged. I think they're a well-run team, a smart team, well-coached, well-managed. And the diversification of the offense that I'm expecting this year with a little bit more balance, I think even with the improved division, puts them over that threshold. So yeah, I'm running my card in for that one.
They were next on my board. So Yeah, I think
you got long.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's totally reasonable. And to my point about like betting on the quarterback, like in all this stuff, I would lean towards betting on the most important player, and especially with those top performers, like those guys are pretty bankable. So
anything else on the Bills?
No, I like this. It wasn't next up, but it was definitely on my list. I think, Matt, to your point, this is a team that's maybe not as strong as they were a couple years ago. I don't see like a full on implosion happening this year. That might be more of a next year thing. But yeah, I like over 10.5.
I think from a win total perspective, I agree. Start talking division and playoffs though, and I think that's where a lot of your sentiments come in, Matt, about a potential what this team ultimately achieves this year. I have some concerns about.
What do you mean? You got the Patriots under 7.5, you got the Jets under 9.5. Somebody's got to win some games here.
They do have a brutal stretch to end of the season. They go at Philly, then they have a bye at Kansas City, then Dallas at home, at the Chargers, Patriots at home, and then Dolphins at their place.
We don't care. I mean, this is the total wins. We don't care about the order of these games.
If we're talking implosion,
wins and then they get stuck, it'll be so dramatic, Alex.
Yeah, that's true. So Bryce, if you're saying like if we were betting 2024, like if we were betting what the expected win total would be in 2024 based on that, yes, I would buy that as part of the argument. I mean, playing the Eagles is always a risk, you know.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that it's possible we see a meltdown at the end of the year.
You heard it first, Nate Weller.
All right, let's go meltdown where I think it is likely. Again, with my picks, I am matching the model because I don't know about any of James's sabotage. So with my next pick, number 9 overall, I'm taking the under on the Tennessee Titans. Their line was 7.5. Our model projects them for 6.5, and our model nailed it. They've got 16 quarterbacks on their roster. They all stink. I don't care that they signed an old receiver to try to make up for their past sins. They'll try hard, which is like the worst thing about this. And like they've hit this number before, but I think they stink, and I'm happy to take the under on them.
Yeah, I mean they've been kind of
their best quarterback.
Yep.
Tannehill. So not
hands down.
Not Malik Willis.
No.
Not
what's the rookie's name?
Will Levis.
Not Levis.
No.
They got 16 quarterbacks. All of them stink. Under.
The offensive line is also a shadow of its former self.
I don't know. Maybe Levis comes in and he has that Josh Allen change where he just snaps his fingers and becomes an awesome pro right away.
But he wasn't an awesome pro right away.
That's true.
Like even that would multiple be years. Yeah. The Titans have been teetering from sort of like dropping out into irrelevance, and like Derrick Henry has sustained production that I think a lot of people were not assuming would happen, and he's like the exception to the rule of like being able to drive team level production with running back production.
What I'm hearing is there's no arguments with my seeing the 7.5, thinking I'd like to be under there, and then seeing the model agree with that and running my card in.
Yeah, if I had your two picks, I would have taken those two picks.
And my next pick would have been your last pick for the record.
There we go.
So, speaking of that, let's go back to you, Alex. So far, you have the Patriots under 7.5, and you have the Chargers over 9.5. how are you going to go with the 10th overall pick?
I'm going to make a slight disagreement with the model. And I feel like based on our conversations, I could see James wanting this pick, which is the Jaguars over.
Oh, yeah. That's a good pick. No. That's a good pick.
That's a good one.
I've been slight. Our model is only coming to 9 there. Surprised me. It's a 9.5 line. Our model had just 9. I agree. I had marked that as an over on my list.
Yeah. As Matt so eloquently pointed out, the Titans, not good. The Texans, not good. The Colts, I guess we don't really know, but probably not great. And so that drives a lot of it, but also just the Trevor Lawrence advancement year over year. The defense has some guys on it. I don't know if I expect them to do a ton of things in the playoffs, but I expect that given the situation they find themselves in, that they're going to have a pretty strong regular season.
They also play the NFC South.
Quality teams.
They should be good, but I mean, like, the model knows their roster.
Right.
The model knows that their schedule and who they're going to be going against, and it still just comes to 9. That's like the only thing that gives me pause.
Well, yeah, and that's why I didn't pick them.
Right, earlier, you picked them here as opposed to earlier. Yeah,
9's still pretty high. When it comes
to it's pretty high for
stuff. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty high for a team that doesn't have hasn't quote done it a lot. I mean, they had a nice little playoff run there, but I don't know that was indicative of sustained success necessarily.
I don't know. Soft schedule. Arrows pointing up on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, sure. I can't.
Added Calvin Ridley.
So other guys on defense. First pick being ridiculous with the picks there. All right. Number 11. I think we're back to Bryce.
Yeah. So I just got sniped and I'm not too happy about it.
You.
So I'm going to go next on my list. I'm going to take the Texans under 6.5.
Oh, interesting.
Another woeful AFC South team. I know that people are excited about Miko Ryans. I think the arrow is pointing up in general on this franchise.
Well, it has to be, right? Like,
well, it doesn't have to be.
There's only one arrow direction.
It could be hard. I'm a Lions fan. I can tell you, like, things can always skip.
I don't like this because they're not motivated to lose because they gave up their first round pick. I like them. I see them as like trying aggressively to win.
Since when does being motivated to lose inform what they do?
Yeah.
See last season,
Yeah. Like they,
just win.
They weren't. So the opposite way, I was like,
yeah, it's just like they just win games when they shouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah. But they were a 3-win team last year. I guess that they added quite a bit of talent this year. It's still young talent. I have questions.
Like their secondary.
In general across. I do like their secondary. Yeah. I think Stingley's going to be great. Desmond King's an underrated player. I like Jimmy Ward. I can never pronounce the former Baylor safety's last name, Jalen Petrie, I think is how you say it, but I could be wrong.
That's how I say it, so that works for me.
A little bit concerned about their front six. I like Stroud going forward. I don't know if he's going to be an amazing year one player. I have a hard time seeing them be 4 wins better than they were last year.
All they got to do is steal some games against the other crappy teams in their division. All right. Bryce had a strong draft going until that spot. Let's see if you can salvage your auspicious start.
Okay. So going with the previous line of thinking, if the Patriots aren't going to win games, the Jets aren't going to win games, and the Bills are going to win the amount of games that they should win, that means the Miami Dolphins are going to win a lot of games in that division. I think bringing in Vic Fangio was a huge get for them, as well as bringing in Jalen Ramsey to solidify back into the defense. You have Jalen Phillips who took a step forward last year with Bradley Chubb there as well on the D-line, who he played with Fangio in Denver. And the Dolphins offense, obviously a lot of it comes down to his health, but if he can be the player that he was last year when he competed with the Bills in Buffalo in that snowstorm at the end of the year, and a team that was going pretty close with them in the playoffs last year. I think if that team stays healthy, the Miami Dolphins can very much go over their win total of 9.5. Our model has them at 10.
Yeah, I like that pick. That was my next pick that I had up on the docket there. I know Alex wanted to make QAnon jokes about you. Sounds like you're safely in witness protection, so we're good with that.
Yeah, I like that James talked about the addition of Fangio. I think that defense is quietly very good. And I think they got better this offseason. I also like the addition of David Long from the Titans.
David Long, they got Ramsey. They've got 16 defensive ends.
I think Tua is, I think he's mid, but there's a ton of talent everywhere else on this team. I think the coaching on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball is phenomenal. So I don't think it'll matter whether or not Tua himself is a world beater.
One thing's funny, funny maybe is not the best word for it, but looking at our injury risk model, Mike White is even more injury prone than Tua, according to the model. So we better hope that like the jiu-jitsu stuff or whatever Tua did to help learn how to fall this offseason keeps him healthy, because it could be another year where we see them onto their third quarterback. I think that's the way that this one would blow up. But I tend to agree with you, James, like especially if Xavier Howard can return to being really good, then all of a sudden you're talking about those two corners along with Javon Holland, total points darling, Kader Kohu. I think that Wade Phillips defense could have the sort of night and day renaissance that the Mike McDaniel offense had last year from the Chan Gailey mess. All right, James, you are still up. Let's go to your final pick.
Starting to get into slim pickings here. I think a lot of the big opinions that I had are gone for the most part. So I'm going to go with a position where our model and win total are the exact same. And I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens over.
Damn it.
Yeah, you keep taking the good ones. Why are you doing that? You just made by far the best two picks that were available on the board, James. Congratulations, you win.
Thanks, appreciate it. After my quote-unquote unreasonable start, by some would say. I think with the Ravens, it obviously, as it has the past two or three years after his MVP season, comes down to Lamar. Lamar being able to stay healthy and Lamar being able to take a step forward in the offense. Obviously, this division is no joke. I already talked about Steelers, and then the Bengals and Browns are bona fide teams that can push for playoffs, and if things go right, play for a Super Bowl. Luckily, with the division, with the schedule breakdown, just like how the Steelers get the NFC West and the AFC South, the Ravens also get the AFC South and the NFC West. Their only differences lie in the fact they have to play the Dolphins, Chargers, and Lions, which are all tough teams to play. Year in and year out, this team nails the draft, so the talent is certainly there. And bringing in Todd Monken from Georgia to reinvigorate the offense a little bit, get some more pass plays in there and see what Lamar can do through the air will certainly be interesting to watch. When it comes down to it, I just think John Harbaugh coaches his team well, regardless who's playing quarterback and who's on the field for them. And I think he's a coach that just wins football games. So the Ravens getting to 10, I think, is very, very viable and probably the preferred method.
Yeah, this goes back to what we were talking about whenever it was a couple weeks ago. Like Lamar being settled back in, we expect just a better season from him. And I think that's a lot of the thought process here into how they get to 10 or more wins. You will end up with your four picks. You had an under on the Raiders at 6.5, disagreeing with the model, but then you had two agreements. You went with the Jets under 9.5. You went with the Dolphins over 9.5. And you rounded out with another solid pick, the Ravens over 9.5, which matched the model. That's a push based on the model. Although, I guess if we look at the unrounded version, it's a slight over. All right, you've solved it.
Yes.
Good job. Let's flip it back over to Bryce. Bryce, who are you taking with your last pick?
All right, so with my last pick, I am going to side with the model. I'm going to take Colts under 6.5. Our model's got them at 5. I myself am a bit skeptical of them, particularly that secondary. I'm a believer in Anthony Richardson long term. I think there's potential for year one to look kind of ugly for him. I know it's a weak division. They might steal some wins there, but I don't know. It's quarterback is such a driving force, and Richardson is definitely not the most polished coming out of school. I think it's hard for them to get to 7 wins. I think they're going to get passed on. I don't know how well they're going to be able to pass.
Yeah, I have no idea what to think of that team this year. I thought they had a nice draft. I think they're kind of in a rebuilding mode. I think that Richardson is less of a project than people think that he is, but still a great big project.
It's mainly the accuracy, right? Like we've seen guys fix that the past couple years with having concerns about that kind of stuff coming out. but I don't think we've seen anybody fix it overnight.
We're not going to try to make him get to his third read at any point this year or next year, probably, right? This is maximum second read and run. So, like, I don't think that, like, I don't think the learning curve is, like, what we make it out to be. It's not like they're going to train him to be Peyton Manning.
I trust his processing more than most people do, but you got to put the ball in a place where it can be caught, and he struggled doing that consistently in college. He needs a mechanical rework. I don't know if that's something that goes away in just an off season.
All right. Well, Bryce, so it looks like you are mostly a fan of the model. You took the Chiefs over 11.5, agreeing with the model first. Then with the 6th overall pick, you took the Broncos under 8.5, again, agreeing with the model. With the 11th pick, you were under 6.5 for the Texans, again, agreeing with the model. And last but not least, trusted the model to under 6.5 on the Colts. So you are bucking the jocks versus nerds trend. You are friends with the model.
Well, it's good when, you know, my general intuition on these was in accordance with the model. So it's always nice when you have two data points, if you can call personal opinion a data point, in agreement with each other.
You may. All right, Alex.
I really wanted to have a spot where, and maybe Matt will still do this, I really wanted to have a spot where we picked opposing sides of something.
Oh yeah, I'll still do that.
Okay, good. So that makes me feel better about...
If you're not doing that, I think there's one pick that I really like and one pick that I don't like as much.
Okay, I'm not doing that. So I'm going to take the Bengals under 11.5. I acknowledge that the team is good and that I don't expect them to, like, tank relative to expectations. But we just talked about the Steelers potentially being an over candidate, the Ravens being an over candidate, the Browns, who knows what to expect with Deshaun Watson, but, like, theoretically could pick things up after last year. So the schedule might be kind of tough, and I'm still not entirely sure that the way that Joe Burrow plays quarterback is conducive to, like, consistent success because of the sacks and that kind of stuff. And there's still a little bit of uncertainty about what that offensive line is going to look like. And the defense has kind of been picked apart a little bit over the last couple of years. So I kind of similar to the Bills, where there's, like, it's a good team. I still think they'll be good, but I'm not sure if they've sort of hit their ceiling already. And
I mean, I'll
so,
go further. I love the Bills over 10.5. If you had set them at 11.5, I don't love it. The Bengals were set at 11.5. Like, if you flip them, I get just as excited to take the over on the Bengals. Don't think it's likely that it falls apart, but with both those teams, like, you could see a path where, like, for the Chiefs, they pretty much have to have injured Mahomes for it to happen.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, the model had a slight over on the Bengals, but, you know, those kinds of things are very much a wash. And, you know, this is my last pick, so it's not like I have a super strong opinion.
All right, going through Alex's picks, he had the under on the Patriots, strong match with the model. The Patriots were at 7.5, and their model was all the way down at 4.5 for them. Then he came back at 7th overall, took the over on the Chargers. I think we all felt that was a strong pick. It also agreed with the model. At number 10, he was over on the Jaguars. Again, we all liked that pick, but he did disagree with the model on that one just slightly. And then for the last pick, again, slight disagreement with the model. Again, kind of more of a push situation, but taking the under on the Bengals and their very rich 11.5 line. So for my last pick, I, as I mentioned, am going to pick a team that's already been picked, but pick it in the opposite direction, which is allowed. So for this one, I will be opposing Bryce, and I'll take the over on the Houston Texans at 6.5. I mentioned before, I expect them to be trying to win this year, even though Alex pointed out the flaws of my logic there. I think that the division's terrible. I think that the young players that they brought on should be able to help them relatively quickly. Talked about how I like their secondary. I think they finally have some really some better management in the building there. And so I'm bullish on them. I think they can keep games close on the strength of their secondary and what D'Amico Ryans can cook up front. And offensively, it'll be a slog, but I'm really betting on them having the schedule that can help get them there. And just the fact that they're still going to be trying to win games late in the year when other teams might have otherwise laid down. I'll take out the over on that 6.5 line. Hope that they can get to 7 wins there. So as I've done for the other picks, I will go over mine. So with the first overall pick, I took the Steelers over 8.5, what Bryce may refer to as government stimulus. My second pick was all the way back at number 8. I went over on the Buffalo Bills, 10.5, again, agreeing with the model. Very excited that that was there. I would have taken that second overall, honestly. With the pair there at my 9th overall pick, I took under on the Titans with their 7.5 line. I think that they stink. And then kind of matching up with that at number 16, I was over on the Texans at 6.5. So I guess implicitly, I believe that the Texans should be better than the Titans this year, which now that I said that out loud, I want to do this over again. Just kidding. All right. That was fun. There's one team that we didn't talk about, and it is the Cleveland Browns. Their line is 9.5. Our model has them at 10.5. I'm locked in on my opinion on this one. Are you guys in agreement that this should be an over?
No.
Go
on. I don't feel strongly about the under, but I don't feel strongly about the over. This is probably something that I would avoid if I was putting money on it.
Yeah, I'm not super comfortable with betting money on Deshaun Watson, so I agree with that. I probably lean towards the over. The model's there. You know, I like the addition of Elijah Moore to the receiving group. It seems like Deshaun Watson can't be as bad as he was last year again, but if he is, then I wouldn't be upset about it. I don't know. Where do you guys come in, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, he had MVP level numbers when last Deshaun Watson was, you know, in rhythm as an NFL quarterback, and the skill position players look a little bit better. So like I feel like there's probably like more upside than downside to their number. Like I could see them get to like 12 wins if he's just back, but I have no confidence that that's going to happen.
All right. Well, on that note, we got to sign off and get out of here. For our producer, Justin Stein, as well as the football R&D team here at Sports Info Solutions, Alex Vigderman, Bryce Rossler, and James Weaver, I'm Matt Manicharian, and thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Sports Info Solutions Off the Charts Football Podcast.